Hey, if you're listening to this, I will assume you're at least interested in money, understanding the economy, and finances as well. And some of us now want to get the next generation interested as well. So check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. Tune into Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Get 1 month free and an extra $10 when you sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million.
Hey, y'all. I'm Rima Khreis, and welcome to This is Uncomfortable, a podcast from Marketplace about life and how money messes with it. So I've been thinking a lot about class lately and the different ways we signal our status to the people in our lives. And it got me thinking of my older sister and this thing she told me the other day about her new job.
Hey.
Hey. Are you free to talk now?
I mean, I'm never free, but yeah, I'm free now. There's always something to do.
I've been trying to get in touch with Hadil all day. Her schedule is crazy busy. She spends all day teaching and helping kids with autism. Anyway, the other day we were talking about her work, and she told me that she noticed this trend.
So I just started this new job like a month ago, and I feel like everyone has an iWatch or iPhone watch or whatever. Probably 90% of my coworkers have watches. They look fancy, I guess, and they look cool and like elite kind of. And I just feel like I'm missing out. Like I feel like it would help make my job easier, and then I could also maybe text more often at work without making it so obvious.
That's real. And before you saw so many people wearing it, like your coworkers, did it like cross your mind that you wanted it?
No, not really.
Did you find yourself like looking them up?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Because Mama says she'll give me her watch once the new one comes out. So I was like searching, okay, when's the new one coming out? And then I was like, okay, I could just easily get a regular like sports watch. I still have a timer on it, but I just wanted to feel like I fit in, you know?
My sister says she feels like this a lot, this desire to keep up and to show other people that she's like them. But the thing is, Hadil hates spending money. So she finds workarounds like getting a hand-me-down from our mom or just scouring thrift stores.
I don't know if it was a knockoff, but I found a Louis Vuitton bag once.
Wait, so you got a Louis Vuitton bag from Goodwill?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was a small little purse. It was like $20.
Do you actually use it?
I did. And then I didn't.
Well, it's so funny to me because I feel like growing up, you always, you were very interested in like brands and like wanting the latest thing or the latest gadget or the like, you know, whatever. But I don't feel like it's actually you. Like, I don't actually see you as someone wearing a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't feel like your style.
It's not. And I think it was just maybe the people that I was hanging out with at that time. You know, they have more money, or maybe they don't, but they spend more money.
Right.
And so then I just felt obligated to do that too.
Right. It just feels like it's like loud, or it doesn't feel like it's loud, but it feels like you're doing, is something in your hands or something?
No.
Or are you eating?
No. Do you feel like, I'm shouting?
I don't know. It just sounds like it's not bad. It's not like it could be worse, but it just doesn't sound like clean. It sounds like muffled a little.
I mean, this phone was a pre-owned phone. Another way I'm trying to save money.
But you used to have the Samsung. Why'd you get the iPhone?
Because everyone else had iPhones.
Oh, wait, really?
Stop it.
Did it feel like a status symbol to you? Like,
I guess so, yeah. And, like, I feel silly, like, when I'm texting someone and it shows up green, I'm like, oh, they don't have an iPhone. Like, maybe they just couldn't afford it. I'm like, who? What? Really? Like, I didn't have an iPhone 2 months ago. Like, who am I to? Whatever. It's silly. Unfortunately, like, can't people having, you know, the nicest gadgets and the nicest things, like, I feel like is a symbol of their, you know, financial status.
What my sister feels is something that I think a lot of us feel, This desire to signal to people, and many times ourselves, that we do belong in certain circles. That's a topic we're going to explore more next week, and I want to hear from you all. Have you ever felt out of place when it comes to money and class, and what did you do to try to fit in? Did it work or completely backfire? Maybe, like my sister, you bought a specific brand to fit in, or maybe you took up golf because that's what everyone in your office does, or maybe you avoid talking about your debt so your friends won't judge you. Whatever it is, let us know. You can shoot us a note at uncomfortable@marketplace.org. All right, coming up after the break, we put a couple to the test in our game, Financial Face-Off.
On Debt, Sex, and Money, we feature interviews with you, our community of listeners, getting honest about uncomfortable things.
I developed an illness where it isn't safe for me to drive. A friend once said to me, sex is like air. You don't think about it until you're not getting enough. This is a similar sort of thing if you just replace sex with driving.
Listen to Debt, Sex, and Money wherever you get podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Now that we're done with some of the serious stuff, let's just have some fun and play my favorite game, Financial Face-Off. So here's how it works. We bring on a couple in the studio and quiz them on how well they know each other's habits and tics when it comes to money. So it's sort of like the newlywed game, but bank account edition. In the studio right now, I've got Joey Lyons and Jack Nixon. They both live here in Los Angeles. Joey is a production assistant, and Jack is an actor who also works at a law office. Joey and Jack, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So before we get going, I want to know a little bit more about you two. So you met in college?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember when you met?
We met in comedy auditions, actually, when we were auditioning for improv troupes. And also, we lived on the same floor freshman year. And he was straight, so I actually had a huge crush on him freshman year, like the first half
really?
Of the semester. Like, oh man, he was my crush.
Oh,
like,
wow.
When people would ask me who I had a crush on, I would say Joey, but I was like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to ruin what friendship we had.
So you never told him?
No, I never told him. Well,
did you have an inkling?
I was like in denial about so many things, and
sure.
I kind of let myself be in denial about that too, but I liked Jack a lot and just couldn't deny it at a certain point, you know?
Yeah. We just became really like best friends
at
a certain
like
point.
It.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice when it happens organically.
Yeah. It happened about organically as possible. It was just one night we both were really drunk and he kissed me, and then from there it was like, yay! I was thrilled.
And I was like, whoa! And then I was thrilled too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
So you've been together for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Do you all live together right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do.
I actually just moved in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's the best part about living together?
Getting to go to bed every night with the person and not have to be like, okay, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
That and rent's cheaper.
Yeah, rent is, well, not for me. I have to now pay rent, but.
Oh, yeah, because you were living with your family.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's okay. I'm glad to help out with the rest of the household.
All right, so let's play this game. So earlier I pulled both of you aside separately and I asked you questions about your relationship and about money. And now we're going to see if your answers match. Okay, the first question is for you, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Between the two of you, who would you say has more expensive taste?
I would say Jack has more expensive taste.
Okay, so earlier, this is what Jack said.
Me. Definitely me.
No debate.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it was partially the way I was raised. My mom is like...
Yeah.
A very much, she loves nice things, and so I've kind of grown up with that mentality. So, like, when getting gifts and things like that, I'll get Joey, like, a nice gift. Like, I got you Ray-Bans, mm-hmm. and that was, like...
And I was like, whoa, okay, gotta be careful. Because, I'm, like, youngest of six kids. I feel like I'm always looking for the cheapest option. Sometimes when it's, like, totally wouldn't be a big deal to get, like, the nicer toilet paper, the nicer trash bags even, but I'm just like, all right, whatever's cheapest, give it to me.
So my next question is for you, Jack.
Okay.
How much are you two willing to spend on a date night?
Say around $50 to $75. That's a big range. I'm going to shoot for $65
on a date night. Okay. Yeah. This is what Joey said.
If it's like a special occasion and we're doing like a nice dinner, I could see us like splitting up to $100 like for total for a date night.
Yeah, I don't know if I should get the point on that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Do you all go on date nights a lot and spend that much?
I wouldn't say we spend that much on
regularly.
A date night. But when we're like, this is a date night and that's what we're doing and it's a thing that we're doing,
we're
I
like,
feel like we are like, all right, let's put our money into it.
Yeah. Whoever buys the tickets, the other person buys concessions. And always Coke Icy.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Gotta get a slushie.
Oh, I love Coke Icy's.
Yeah.
It's his favorite.
It's the best drink.
Objectively speaking.
Yeah, it just is.
All right. Y'all got one out of two questions right so far. The next question is for you, Joey. How much money would Jack say someone your age should have saved up?
Like a person my age should have like...
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 23. Just turned 23. $1,000 to $2,000.
Cool. This is what Jack said.
Like around $2,000-ish.
Yeah.
So I feel like y'all get that point.
Yeah.
So like $1,000, $2,000, it sounds like.
Yeah, that would be great to have saved for someone.
Yeah.
I'm not there, definitely. But
on a good day, feels like I'm there.
Yeah, I kind of based it off of what you have right now.
And like, what does like $2,000 mean to you all?
For me, $2,000 is like a month's work of work. Pay-wise, like good, like wow, I worked a lot of hours that month.
We're also in a lot of ways at the beginning of kind of supporting ourselves and like kind of get like amassing our own money. Sitting on around that much money feels very comfortable, especially because I've had a lot less in the recent past. You know?
Yeah, I have around $500 saved up right now. But I have more debt than that. So, you know, it's the image that it gives in your bank account at the end of the day.
Okay, so my next question is for you, Jack.
All right.
What would you say is the most expensive item of clothing that you own?
A leather jacket that is around $350, roughly.
Wow. Okay, this is what Joey said.
I would say his most expensive item of clothing is his leather jacket.
Yes!
Y'all are killing it. So y'all got that point.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next question is for Joey. What does Jack think you spend too much money on?
I'm going to say clothes.
Yeah?
Yes!
This is what Jack said.
I'm going to say clothes.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
That's really funny. And
that was cool.
Yeah, and I think that's just because I buy more clothes than you. I feel like I don't I don't buy expensive clothes.
Oh, that was wild. That was uncanny how similar those answers are. All right. Next question is for you, Jack.
Okay.
What's something you two bought as a couple that you would be embarrassed to tell your parents about? I know.
That's a good question. Okay, I'm just going to say something and it's...
What?
I'm just going to say lube. That's what I'm going to say. Because that's...
I knew... And he's, something like that was all he'd be able to think of.
Like,
oh my gosh.
I don't know. It's like, we had like.
Okay. I don't think we need to get into that.
We don't.
He's like, let me explain.
I don't need to explain the lube. I think that's self-explanatory.
What's something my parents would. I wouldn't want my parents to know.
I don't know, like weed?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, okay, cool.
This is what Joey said.
Yeah, a bong. Go and splitsies on a big bong.
Yeah, no, that's... damn, I should have trusted myself. I went with lube. That's my answer. I decided to go...
Not a big purchase, but a consistent purchase.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus.
All right, on that note, that wraps up the game, this very high-stakes game.
Oh.
In which you all won.
What? Yes!
Okay, so you all won. Drumroll. Socks.
Whoa. Really?
And earbuds.
Socks? Down, honestly. I love socks.
Thanks so much for playing this game. Y'all are great.
Thank you.
Do you feel like you learned things about each other?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun to, like, confirm some things that could be floating in the air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This episode of This Is Uncomfortable is produced by me, Rima Jerez, Haley Hirschman, Eliza Mills, and Peter Bellanon Rosen. Megan Dietry is our senior producer. Charlton Thorpe is our technical director. Muna Danish is our intern. Tony Wagner is our digital producer. Satara Nieves is the executive director of On Demand. And Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager of Marketplace. The music is by Wonderly. All right. Catch y'all next week.
Not going to be happy about the lube answer, but that's okay.
No, it's fine. Just stop saying lube.
On Death, Sex, and Money, we feature interviews with you, our community of listeners, getting honest about uncomfortable things.
I developed an illness where it isn't safe for me to drive. A friend once said to me, sex is like air. You don't think about it until you're not getting enough. This is a similar sort of thing if you just replace sex with driving.
Listen to Death, Sex, and Money wherever you get podcasts.